plate a potential nugget.
And recently I was reading a book about parallels between real life problems and computer problems. I was just curious, are there big parallels you see between the chessboard and, let's say, the world of business? Again, it's a sort of a open question, but are there two, three lessons about, you know, approach to risk, approach to judgment, approach to decision making that can sort of translate to the world of business?
Oh, yes, very much so. I mean, I find in chess, it's very easy to get into this mentality of saying, this is what I'm good at. Hmm. Therefore, the work I do in this area is likely to be the most productive. Therefore, I will work on what I'm good at.
Hmm.
But then there will come a time when you'll have to work on things you're not good at.
Hmm.
Because you don't know which is going to be the most successful area in a couple of years. And there are many examples of businesses which didn't change their focus in time or didn't adapt to some new trend.
Hmm.
And they kept getting better and better at what they were good at. And suddenly they lost the plot completely.
Got it.
And it's very easy to get into a situation where you're used to seeing the world in a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're unable to break free of that.
Mm.
That both in chess and in business can be a big danger.
Mm-hmm.
In an organization, of course, you think there are a lot of people working. But even organizations can get into this thing of thinking in a certain way. So that process is not very different from an individual. And I think both with chess and businesses, you know, how you respond to success, how you respond to failure.
Hmm.
Not so much what happens then, but how what the changes it triggers in you.
Hmm.
Those kinds of things are very important to keep track of.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can develop a culture of responding in the right way to events, then over time it makes that easier. So when I say culture, even in chess,
sure,
people who work regularly on things, people who think have better results than people who simply do it from time to time.
Got it.
So it has to be something that feels natural and becomes second nature.
Got it.
I'm reminded of what Marshall Goldsmith says in his book, What Got You Here Won't Get You There. It's quite an interesting concept that's so true at so many transition points. Whether it's a company that's transitioning from a startup to a scale-up, or a leader who's transitioning from a CXO to a CEO, these situations often require a certain fundamental rethink in the approach for the path forward. Sometimes these points of transition are discrete and visible, and sometimes we could experience this like a frog in hot water, where temperature is slowly rising. To borrow from Satya Nadella, I guess the key is to keep hitting refresh proactively for us to stay relevant as a player or as a leader or an organization. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit playtopotential.com. You could either look for the content by speaker, or you could use a search functionality on the website to look for a certain topic you have in mind around leadership, transitions, or careers, and find specific nuggets pertaining to that topic. If you want to listen offline, either during a car ride or a plane ride, you could find the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or one of the other podcast apps.